T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The manager of the New York Mets is Mickey Callaway. Mickey, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How you doing?
All right. That was a tough one last night, Mickey. And, you know, everyone watching for the post game, and you went in and said, hey, I screwed up. I took the guy out, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah. That's one, you know, I'd like to have back, like I mentioned in my post game press conference. You know, it didn't work out the way we wanted to. And, you know, that's what we have to live with as a manager. You know, we make decisions. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But that one especially is one that, you know, I'd like to have a do-over.
Mickey, just for us, what did you see? I mean, what made you think with him seemingly in control, what made you think, was it 103 pitches? What made you think it was time to pull him?
You know what, it was pitch count that day. It was pitch count the time before. It was controlling the running game with a one-run lead, trying to keep the runner off second. The matchup itself, you know, was probably even. But taking into all those other things into account, you know, I thought that Fresh Lugo, who's been our most dependable reliever, could come in and get a guy that's hitting 207 out. Unfortunately, we didn't. You know, another reason was if that guy get on, I didn't want Lugo coming in with a runner in scoring position having to face Belt, who's not as good of a matchup. So, you know, if we had had a lefty, you know, up that we could count on, I think that there's no doubt in our mind that Syndergaard would have gone another hitter, because that would have made the decision easy. Okay, if he didn't get this guy, we got a lefty to come in and get the lefty. That wasn't the situation, but it's one that when I looked back on it, you know, I wish I would have had a do-over, like I said.
Does it bother you that he was so annoyed? Is that something you understand, or
no,
does it bother you?
I want them to be annoyed. If I have a pitcher out there that likes getting taken out, then I don't want him on my team. You know, I get it. I hate it. I was pissed every time somebody took me out, even if I'd given up 7 runs. So I totally get that. I want these guys to want to be out there pitching, and they're all annoyed. You know, most starters, especially the good ones, they're annoyed when they get taken out because they know their job is to go out there and pitch as many innings as possible. So I always understand that.
Mickey, this bullpen has lost its way, clearly. You're a pitching guy. You have been around great pitching, which you had with the Indians. But this bullpen has been just, you know, just blowing games, right? And we know the 2 games on the trip, the 8-3 lead, the 5-1 lead. This bullpen is having nightmares right now. What's going on with it?
You know, it's making pitches. We're not executing pitches. We're falling behind, and then we're having to groove one. When we are ahead, we're grooving it. We just have to make better pitches. You know, you can't go out there and not execute pitches as a reliever. I mean, you're in there for a reason. You got to throw nasty stuff. You got to get the ball where you want to get it. We're not doing that right now, and it's cost us a few games this week. You know, if we win those games, we're 2 back. That's not what happened. So we're back further. But we do understand that we have to be better. We're taking all the necessary steps to try to get these guys in a better spot. Until then, they got to go out there and battle and just get the job done until they get, you know, everything squared away and get on a roll.
You know, you said you called the trip unacceptable, and then you come home and lose one to the Giants. Where's your club right now? I mean, you went 6-1 after that vote of confidence. Then you went out on the West Coast, went 2-5. Dodgers are really good. We know that. They're the best team in the league. We know that. They're a tough matchup for everybody. You could have been 2-2. You should have been. You had the bullpen blow up that night. You had the bullpen blow up. So you go 2-5. You come home. Where is this team right now in your mind at 28-32?
Yeah, you know, at 28-32, it's not where we want to be. I think the reality of the situation today is we're just a few games back with 102 games to play. So that's the reality that we live in today. We know we haven't been as good as we want to be. We're striving every day to come here, have urgency, win games every single day, and do everything that we have to prepare to do that. And our guys have a great perspective. They're a never, you know, say die team. The one thing that I told them that is missing for us is we have to get out ahead early in the game, and we got to spread some games out, take a little bit of pressure off of our bullpen at times. We don't have to do it all the time, but we have to do it every once in a while where we can get a win, where guys can – it's not that you relax, but to take the pressure off just a little bit so some of these relievers can get on a roll.
But you know what? You lost leads. You lost games on last trip where you had 8-3 and 5-1 leads. Those are games that should be rocking chair games.
No doubt. You know, I think in those games we had opportunities to spread them out to 10-2 at one point.
Yeah, but 8-3 should be enough against for a bullpen.
That's totally correct. We can't blow 4-run leads, and we did. We blew 2 of them. That's hard to deal with. Those will happen from time to time. To do 2 in a week when we needed wins badly is tough.
Do you feel like are you having trouble connecting with the guys in the bullpen? I mean, is it hard to get a real feel for what you can get out of certain guys? I mean, you know, or is it something else that's going on out there?
No. I think that you have to put them out there in situations, and we have to get the job done. The one thing, like I said, is the consistency of making quality pitches. And if you know you're not going to make quality pitches, you know, what other things do you have to lean on? You have to make sure that these guys go out there and make good pitches, and we're just not doing it right now. So, you know, it does put everybody in a situation where when you put somebody in and we're not making quality pitches, the next guy in line, you know, is kind of like, oh, I better get ready. And, everybody's on full alert because of that.
Don't you want to lean on Syndergaard and DeGrom as much as you can here, though?
Yeah, I really do. And we have traditionally, you know, the Syndergaard thing last night, like I said, I'd like to have that one over. The DeGrom thing was more about health, you know, and we can't leave a guy out there that may, injure himself, because then we don't have DeGrom for the rest of the season. You know, it ended up just being a cramp, but in real time, you know, it was bothering him. You know, he was visibly showing that it was bothering him, and you have to take that into consideration.
What do you get Cano back tonight, right? He's back in the lineup tonight, so that's good to see. You got McNeil back, you got Cano back, so your offense should get more consistent now. Hopefully that's the case. I mean, around Alonso, who's been great, but – you know, it just seems like every department falls off when you need it. You know what I mean? It's like one day it's the pitching, one day it's the defense, one day it's the base running, one day it's the bullpen. Well, it's been a bullpen a lot, but it just seems like that's the trademark, unfortunately, of a lot of losing teams.
Yeah, and we've lost because of that. Like I said, we have to be better. Like you mentioned Alonso, he's been fantastic.
He's been great.
We're getting some of our regulars back, and our offense should tick up a bit, and we need it to. You know, that's the way you're going to win games. We've got to put everything together. We've got to play full, you know, entire games where we play well in all facets. And if we don't do that, you're not going to win games. You know, speaking of Alonso, you know, I've been wondering this. What do you think about him hitting the All-Star game? In the
home run derby? Listen, yeah. I think I'm not against it from a standpoint. I know some organizations are. I personally am not against it. I think it's something I know he wants to do. If he really wants to do it, I'm not a believer. I know David Wright felt it fouled up his swing. I know a couple of guys have felt it fouled up his swing. What's your theory on it? I'm not against it. I think it'd be good for the Mets. I think it'd be good for him. If he really wants to do it this year, they've put a prize on it. I'm not against him doing it. It sounds like he really wants to do it.
Those are my sentiments as well. I think it'd be great for our organization. I think it'd be great for Alonso. It'd be great for New York. It's great for our fans. And the kid, man, he deserves it.
Well, he wants to do it, right?
And absolutely.
And if he's confident about it, I don't think it's going to mess up his swing then. I don't believe that. I know some guys, but some guys have told me they don't believe that. And some guys I know felt that it did mess up their swing a little bit in the second half of a season. But I would let him go if it were me. I would let him go.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel exactly the same way. That's why.
And is the organization going to let him go?
Yeah, yeah. We're all on board. I think he should be in the All-Star game first. And I think if he is in that home run,
well, he'll be in the All-Star game. He deserves to be in the All-Star. And there's a lot of power hitters in baseball right now. So, and he's one of them. So
absolutely.
there's no reason for him not to be there. How do you feel about you and your team right now? Do you feel you're connecting with your team right now? Do you feel good about where you are with your team right now?
Yeah, I don't feel great about her win losses. That's obvious. I don't think the team feels great about it either. But what we have in this clubhouse is something that can turn into something special. I think that these guys come to play every single day. I have their back. They have my back. There's no doubt about that. We feel that. We never give up. We've obviously had some great come-from-behind wins. We just need to do a better job of being consistent every day doing it. But the clubhouse has been fantastic. We got great guys, and they come to play, and they work their tails off every day.
This bullpen's got to get better fast, Mickey. How does it get better? I mean, you're going to be seeing teams like the Yankees who wear out bullpens. I mean, you know that. They get the starter out of the game, and they wear out bullpens. How are you going to deal with them next week with the way this bullpen's going?
Yeah, I mean, we're working diligently every day. You know, we're making adjustments.
Is it new people? Do you need new people?
No,
do you need to bring up guys out of the minors? Do you have any guys in the minors you can bring up and use?
There aren't others. This is the group that has to have success. We have to figure out ways to help them, to put them in situations where they're going to be better. You know, the guys we have, the best guys we have in our organization are up here on the team, and they're the ones that are going to get it done for us in the end.
How about Familia? What? How do you figure Familia out?
You know, we're working hard with him. We're working on the mental side. We're working on the physical side. We're working on the mechanical side. And that's what you have to do every single day. You got to keep on grinding it out. You got to have a plan. You got to make a plan and work the plan every single day. And then you got to live with the results. But you have to do everything you possibly can every moment that you have to work through things when guys are struggling. And he's struggling right now. There's no doubt about it. But he's working his tail off, just like everybody else, to be better.
What is Diaz's issues this year? His numbers, now they're not bad, but they're clearly not what they were last year. I mean, the guy last year, his numbers were off the charts.
Yeah.
Why? What is going on with him, if anything?
It's plain and simple. You know, he's lacked his slider that he had last year. We've seen it in the last couple of outings. The slider's kind of back. So hopefully he can continue to run with that. But like a lot of guys' sliders this year, his slider was non-existent for a while. You know, it's kind of spinning up there. He wasn't getting out in front. It wasn't getting that right-to-left break that really fools hitters. And then he gets exposed by just having to throw fastballs, and they sit on hard stuff. That's exactly what L.A. did against him. And then those hitters, when you try to execute a slider that doesn't break, they stay on it and they do some damage. So his issues have been totally slider-related. It looks like in his last three outings, he's kind of figured it out a little bit, and he's been pretty good.
Are you the guy to figure it out with this team? Are you the guy to do it?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, I come here to work every single day. I feel like the strides we've made culturally here and organizationally here in the last year have been great. It hasn't translated into wins like we would hope yet, but I'm definitely the guy to be doing this job here in New York for the New York Mets.
Fans think it's the same old Mets right now, Mickey, if you listen to them. And I do all day. They think it's the same old Mets. They don't believe yet. You got to turn them into believers.
I know I do. I feel their pain. We are frustrated as well. And, you know, I think that all we can continue to do is do everything we can every day to put us in a good position. And I think in the end, they're going to be surprised and they're going to be very, very happy.
All right, Mickey, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
All right, Mickey Callaway. So there you go. And Alonzo, I'll ask you fans. I mean, I'm not worried about that. He wants to be in this home run derby. What did they do this year? They put $1 million prize on the home run derby. Is that what they did? I think that's the deal, right? Doesn't somebody get $1 million or something like that? And there's some big prize now on the home run derby. There's something different about it. But he wants to be in a home run derby. There's a lot of talented guys in the home run derby. This year, a lot of talented young guys who want to be in it, guys who are hitting the ball a long way. He's one of them. You know, you could see Sanchez being in there from the Yankee side, guys who are bombers who hit the ball a mile. Could be a very fun event. I think you let him go do it. I have no problem. What is it, $1 million? But more of that, even $1 million is nice for a guy like Alonso, who hasn't made the big money yet. But wouldn't you like to see Alonso and Sanchez and Bellinger and guys like that in the home run derby? I mean, that would be fun. You know, to see if, you know, because, I mean, how many, this guy hits it a mile. He absolutely does, as does Sanchez. So, I mean, there's two guys at the top of the list who just, you know, absolutely kill it. So, I know that there's a theory that some guys, it messes up their swing. I know he wants to do it. Let him do it. I think it's part of his swagger, and I think it's good for the team. I think it's good for him if he does it. I have no problem with that. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.